next week. I'm going to be singing the national anthem at Fenway Park a week from Monday. I got rehearsal next Wednesday. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, Shea Spillane.
I love you all.
I am Derek Gary. Happy 4th of July. And please, please,
get
please.
Get it, America.
Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
Cape. Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
You coming in on the microphone there?
No, I am not.
Uh-oh. Oh, crud.
Hello. Hi. All right, there we go.
Sorry. Right. I learn.
There we go. Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil, and we have, in her premiere broadcast, we have Lils Martin here.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. All right, we got 3 hours of great Boston and New England music. And Lils is going to be taking a lot of the reins this evening, so...
if anything sounds a little bit shaky tonight going in...
It's going to be perfectly professional.
Oopsie doops, that's all I'm going to say.
All right, what do we have coming right up?
I guess let's kick off this inaugural performance with some brand new stuff from Horse Mode coming out of Lowell, Massachusetts.
All right.
I have no idea if I'm pronouncing this right. Here's Beef by Horse Mode from their brand new EP, The And/Breath.
So all right.
It could just be breath misspelled.
91.5 WMFO. We'll be right back.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Take a turn, watch the way I move, there might be something.
91.5 WMFO. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D.
On the Town with Mikey D.
Yes. And so what did we just play?
We opened up that block with Breath or Beave by Horse Mode. I have no idea. I'll have to ask Joel next chance I see him. After
Horse
that,
Horse Mode, call in. Give us the correct name.
Yes, please do that. I believe you threw a track on after that.
I did. That was Spouse with Bit Drone from the latest EP, Sell the Silver.
And then after that, we threw it to some more brand new music. New single from This Bliss, Talk, Talk, Talk. Followed by another Lowell staple, Shoeless Thunder with the track New High Score. This has not even been distributed to Bandcamp or any other sites. He just messaged me up last night and said, hey, play this. And I was like, okay.
Those of you out in Radio Land, you hear me time after time saying how much I love getting new music into the station. And Lil's just hit it out of the park. on the first try. So you got a whole bunch of new stuff.
You know what the secret is?
What's that?
I said please.
Oh.
I don't think I even said please.
Now you see, I've been saying s'il vous plaît. And so it's just going way over people's heads.
Sounds like some people just weren't paying attention in French class back in high school then.
Yeah, so, or por favor.
So, not our fault.
Nah. Well, I mean, you know, we love getting new stuff and throwing it into... Of course, I only stutter on the air. We love throwing it into rotation here at WMFO, and we have sound checking going on.
Oh, yes.
If you could pan up, like, mic 3 or something, maybe we can get a little all the way up.
Well, now they've stopped.
Oh, now, of course, they stopped.
Wait.
No,
it's not happening.
Dang it! Sometimes I like to give them a little glimpse, you know.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Through so they can two see, walls and a window.
A little peek behind the curtain so they can see how the sausage is made.
Yeah, pretty much.
The audio sausage.
Audio sausage. All right, that sounds good. All right, so.
On that note,
speaking of audio sausage. All right, so...
I believe you've got something very meaty for us to come back in on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about this? 91.5 WMFO.
On the Town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 WMFO.
And who should I spy across the table there, Phil? We have a visitor in the studio.
We do.
Completely unplanned.
Yeah. Running late as always. Hey, everybody. it's your old pal, Patrick.
Yep.
Patrick Barry.
Patrick S. Barry. He of local acts. Yes, he is indeed of things. He of local acts smell, bears for years, formerly Gremlins, and I'm sure other
Calvin
stuff. Calvin Ball. He's into the noise.
I don't remember any of that. You
don't remember Calvin Ball? Really?
That was like 6 years ago.
I mean, a lot can happen in 6 years.
I do a factory reset every like 2 or 3 years. So.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might think it doesn't make sense, but it does make sense.
All right. What did you play? Because we're grooving.
Right. When we went to the break, you cued us in with Gozu, the song Stacy Keach off their release Equilibrium. And then I threw on some Squash, another great Lowell act, their song Whistlin'. Then after that, we had some Earthquake Party with Pretty Little Hand. And just now, that was not Susie and the Banshees you just heard, but an incredible Simulacrum, local act Pilgrims of Yearning with their song Florence off their single Florence.
You use Simulacrum correctly.
I know words sometimes.
You do abuse Simulacrum all the time, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
no, you don't.
There's like this old Kids in the Hall skit where like... Bruce is playing like a construction worker guy, and he gets called into an office because he's using the word ascertain too much, and everyone's complaining.
What?
And he spends the whole thing being like, boss, I ascertain that all my coworkers ascertain that they're just jealous of my ascertaination. And then he's basically threatened that, you know, if you don't stop using ascertain, you'll be fired. And he begrudgingly agrees, and it ends with the guy going like, good, I'm glad. We almost had a conundrum there. And Bruce leaves the office going, conundrum.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, true story, this is real quick. I worked at a job where I happened to use the word plethora correctly, and... my bosses looked at me like I had three heads. Now, these people went to college and all of that.
Plethora.
Plethora.
Why is that such an uncommon word? I mean, I can understand simulacrum, but plethora, I feel like that word gets thrown around a little more commonly than
people
give it credit for.
What they wanted me to say was a whole bunch.
A myriad.
I mean,
that was going to be the next one I would have used.
You'd be right either way.
I said plethora, and they're like, plethora.
Those exact words, that exact cadence?
Pretty much.
I mean, there's another one. I just said cadence.
Well, now you see, that is a somewhat musical term.
Fair enough.
So
it's got less syllables, too.
Less syllables.
Syllables.
Syllables?
Sibilance. Sibilance.
Yeah, lots of vocab words. I'll bring some words next week.
Yeah.
Dictionary, man.
Yeah,
bring the dictionary.
Yeah, bring the flashcards.
All right. Will do.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we throw on some more tunes?
We gotta let people know that in about 45 minutes or so, Screw Cart is in Studio D.
That's right.
Screw Cart.
Screw Cart.
Actually, they're playing right now. Hit up mic 2, and let's see if we can get some.
Just push it up.
And of course, they stop.
They're just an ambient noise band. But they only do white and pink noise.
They're a John Cage cover band.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You missed it, Pat. You weren't here for it, but we tried to do it again. And like clockwork, they stopped playing
right when
the moment
we
tried to get them on mic.
We tried to let people in.
It's almost like there's no coordination between us whatsoever.
But anyway, Screw Cart will be performing live in Studio D in about 45 minutes or so, around 10:30.
Sure.
So,
in the meanwhile, let's bring it back with, I'm playing an awful lot of Lowell bands tonight. I wonder why. Here's Secret Garden by Greenpeace coming at you now.
Nice.
On 91.5, I can't believe I forgot that, 91.5 WMFO.
Just three numbers.
On the town with Mikey B. D.
Ah! Ooh!
I am thoroughly...
On the town with Mikey D, 91.5.
I am thoroughly ashamed.
Go for it.
Better.
And we're back.
On the town of Mikey D.
You.
91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Radio.
Why did you play that song?
Why did I play that song? I did that for you, Pat.
That was very nice.
You can't see it in the studio, but the moment Pat realized I was playing one of his band's songs...
He just recoiled.
Yes, he hit the roof.
It's not meant for ears, you know. You're supposed to smell it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
If you're supposed to smell it, then why did you make it an audio medium, Pat? You big old doofus.
Okay, that's what I have to figure out. So if you want more media
Pat,
from smell.
Pat, audio's for your ears, and smelling is not.
It's for your hands.
Yeah.
But anyway, we just brought that back with smell. With smell, the song J-Curve off of Viva Lasagna, RPM Challenge champion that,
woo,
as far as I'm concerned.
And, well, I got to chime in there. Those of you in Radioland know that I absolutely love the RPM Challenge.
Oh, yeah. I did that for the first time earlier this year, and I had so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you churned out like 900 songs.
I know. What was the... I mean, and it's a video game soundtrack, too.
Well, that means there was a lot.
There had to be a theme.
That means there was a lot of repetition involved, so I don't really count it as, like, you know, cranking out 40 songs, necessarily. More like, you know, 40 interesting licks. Just, okay, send it to the printers.
Yep, there you go.
Little earlier than that, right before then, you heard So Far So Good by Carissa Johnson and The Cure-Alls. Torchbearer by Knockover City, and Secret Garden by Greenpeace, another Lowell great. Wonder if there's a bit of a theme to my playlist tonight.
I wonder.
Lowell has some bands.
Lowell does.
You gotta represent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You just gotta.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole idea behind On the Town with Mikey D. It's to bring different flavors together from this area out into the ether. Yep, the ether.
Oh, this is crazy that, like, Massachusetts isn't even really a very big state. In fact, it's pretty tiny, but, like, we managed to have, you know, two or three, you know, relatively strong music scenes going on here.
That is true.
Oh, easily.
Boston, Lowell, Worcester, Northampton, Western Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Lawrence has got kind of an underground hip-hop scene going on still.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Well, they need to. The hip hop scene needs to send us stuff that we can actually play, i.e., you know, no curse words. You know.
Yeah. So, you know, songs about your parents locking you in your room when you didn't finish your homework.
Let's bring it back to the peas and carrots era when
there
everything was about how the macaroni was a little too dry.
Yeah. hey, bring it on. You know what? I mean.
Stuff has to be said.
Parents really just don't understand. We need these genres represented.
Absolutely.
We need more hip hop songs about peas and carrots. We're just kidding, of course. We.